Michio, now polls are closing in an hour's time. How does this turnout compare with previous elections?
Well, actually, 2 hours ago at 4 p.m., I was visiting my own polling station, and I found that there were fairly quite a number of people casting their ballots, much more than in the morning when I was covering another polling station where the number was really sparse. So it seems like more people are coming out now that the snow has stopped in Tokyo. And, you know, during the time the sun was out, now it's very cold in Tokyo, 0 degree. So it might hinder people from coming out, you know, the next hour. Let's see. Now, looking back at the general election in 2024, the overall voter turnout was 54%. Now, for the past 5 general elections, voter turnout was around the 50% level, so it has not been good. Back in 1990, the turnout was 73%. Well, according to NHK, Japan's public broadcaster's survey in early February, 63% of those polled said they would cast their ballot. But many issues here in Japan has hindered the situation. One is the weather, the snowstorm. Well, many people were aware that that would happen this weekend because the Japan Meteorological Agency had issued a warning. So 20% of electorates actually cast their ballot, and that is more than the past general election. And another reason that has hindered people from going to the ballot box, those of the age of 18, they have exams. Many of them have exams this weekend. So they could not actually be bothered to vote in this election. They had to study hard and they had to prepare for their exams. So that was one other reason that has made voter turnout low so far.
Right, timing and the weather, clearly some issues there. Now, with the LDP, though, are widely expected to retain power, though, at least that's what some of the forecasts are saying. How strong does Ms. Takaichi's mandate look at this particular stage, but based on what you're seeing on the ground?
Okay, sure. Well, I've been speaking to young people, and, you know, it seems like many of those people are supportive of Ms. Takaichi. For one, she's a woman. For one, another reason is she's outspoken, and she's not from a political dynasty like many of her predecessors were. So she's like a different person of a different category as prime minister. And media polls show that those between the age of 18 to 29 are her biggest fans. Some media polls suggest that support among that age group for Ms. Takaichi is 90%. That is so high. But I did speak to a lot of people who are much older saying that they support Ms. Takaichi. Now, there are concerns, though, about her aggressive physical policies, physical spending, the spats she created with China due to her comment on Taiwan contingency issue. So there are concerns there. But overall, her approval rating remains high. Approval ratings show that there's 60% or even more support for her. And that could be reflected in this election. And if she does win more than 300 seats, as many media polls predict, that means she will have a strong majority in the lower house of parliament.